Unraveling the Ties, Exploring Family of Origin Conflict Styles in Your Marriage, Episode 162. Welcome to the Awaken You podcast, where we break down relationship barriers by awakening your true you. I'm Coach Christine, and the two of us will be doing this work together because this process isn't about changing your partner. It's about discovering who you are so you can awaken you in your marriage. Welcome to Awaken You in Your Marriage, where we dive into the intricate dynamics of relationships and the transformative journey that love can play in our lives. Today, I want to take some time to talk about how revealing it can be to take some time to look back at our familial patterns of behavior and consider how those behaviors are showing up and impacting our marriage today, both positively and negatively. And of course, this is not a new topic, but it is something that I have been taking a closer look at in my own marriage, more so as a tool to better understand Jeff in his way of being in our marriage. And what I'd like you, the listener, to do is to take this episode and listen to what I have to share, but then to not leave it there, but to take it and put it into action. I am going to talk about understanding your own family of origin conflict styles. And if your spouse is up for playing along, have them do the same and then share what each of you discover. Then I'd like you both to take some time to reflect on what you learned about yourself first, and then also what you learned about your spouse as a way to better understand each other, not to beat each other up, you know, not to say, yeah, you're just like your mom or you're just like your dad, but to better understand where they're coming from, why they act the way they do, how this is a pattern that has been powerfully influenced and adapted to since before they could actually even think about how they wanted to act, right? Lastly, I'm going to talk about a way to use these discoveries in a communication exercise, which can be done even if your spouse doesn't participate in this process. And I will share how to do that as I go along. So listen all the way through to take one small step towards opening up the lines of communication between the two of you. Communication, by the way, this is just me going off in a different direction. It is what I hear couples say is, I actually also want to say this is not a scientific study, but it is what the men often bring to what they want to work on in their marriage. They realize they're not very good at communication. And for sure, this is not across the board, but it seems to be. And I think that it's true that women as well need to work on their communication skills, but they want something different as a result when they come looking for help to change their marriage dynamic, to change what is happening in their marriage. Let's start with understanding your family of origin conflict styles. Understanding your family's way of dealing with conflict doesn't need to take much examination. You probably know how they dealt with conflict, especially if they were like my family of origin, very volatile. And I want to encourage you to not overthink this part. If you're doing this on your own without your spouse participating with you, then take some time to think back to those years from infancy until the time you blew the coop. Some reflection questions I want to share with you would be, what were those days like for you? What was your parents' or your caregiver's relationship like? How did they work things out? If I were sharing my childhood story with somebody I trusted, how would I tell it? How did your parents take care of you when you needed advice or help? The other thing, as I think of this, so let's say you did have parents like mine that were volatile in how they hashed things out. There is actually, and I'm taking this straight from the Gottman's new book, Fight Right. They share three conflict styles in the book: the conflict avoidant style, the validating style, and then the volatile style. And with any of those three styles, which again, I'm going to be reviewing the book soon, so I'll explain what each of those styles is like. You might just know what those styles are by what they're calling them. But each of them has a healthy way of dealing with conflict. And then there is the unhealthy way. And so even if your parents were volatile, but they were passionate about their arguments, they didn't bring in the four horsemen, they didn't bring in contempt, and they didn't flood, and they didn't stonewall, and they didn't defend. Instead, they just passionately worked through their problems. They maybe joked and laughed about a few things. So that is different. You'll know by how you feel when you think about it. But then there is also the avoidant style, which I think that there are a lot of people who grow up in an avoidant conflict style household where they are unaware of what conflict is like. They think everything is fine in their marriage. And my husband has even shared part of his story that the only time he saw his parents argue was when they were deciding to have a divorce. And so, you know, he thought everything was just fine. But then when he looked back and examined, he realized that there was energy in the household that didn't feel right. And so now when he looks at his styles and how he shows up, he sees the dysfunction in it. He sees how that is not conducive to us connecting. And he is working on changing that. But again, that takes time. And I want to be patient with that process. I want to be able to let him bloom into that process instead of beating him down and shutting him down from growing, right? So with those four questions, reflection questions that I shared, do what you can do to see if you can uncover certain patterns like people pleasing, volatility, avoidance, or did they openly discuss problems, work them out systematically until each parent felt good about the outcome? Were there times when they just agreed to disagree and it was not a big deal? They didn't keep bringing it up over and over. Were there issues where they had a little spat and it appeared as though they decided it wasn't a big deal? So there maybe wasn't any resolution that you could see, but they moved on and they didn't sweep it under the rug. They kept moving forward. When you start to uncover how your parents worked or didn't work things out, you can start to reflect on how their patterns and behaviors may have taken root in your current way of interacting. Do you behave in similar ways? Or have you adopted a complete opposite behavior style? And then maybe you can even reflect on why that is. If you're doing this together with your spouse, I would suggest you schedule some time for the two of you to talk about what you discovered. Take about 30 minutes apiece and share a bit about your experience growing up. You can do this on a date. You can do it one at a time. So maybe you go on a walk and you just dedicate that time to one person being able to share and then you being able to openly ask how that was and then just leave it at that. And then another time for the other person to share. Even if you think that you and your spouse have already shared this information, do it again, because you will add different details and they will hear things that they didn't hear the first time. And maybe it's been so long since you've talked about these things that the other person has forgotten. We forget sometimes, right? And as we grow, as we do this work of becoming new versions of ourselves, some of the things from our past start to come back to us that maybe we forgot, we disassociated from. So during this share, each of you are only listening to the one sharing, with the goal being to better understand who your spouse is. It isn't to challenge your spouse and their story. It's to listen with curiosity and empathy. If you're doing this on your own and you feel brave to share, which I hope you will be able to grab onto some courage and find time to share it with your spouse, then do that. Let them know that you heard about this exercise on this podcast and that you wanted to try it out. And then you can even ask your spouse questions about their childhood when you're done sharing. Remember, they may not want to. And let that be okay. Next, you want to start recognizing your spouse's family of origin conflict styles. Now, depending on how well you know your spouse's parents, you may already have an idea of what your spouse's family background and experiences were. So if your spouse isn't joining you in this exercise, and if they weren't responsive when you asked about their family of origin memories, then imagine what it might have been like for them. See if you can distill out of what you know about your spouse's conflict style and why they adopted that style. Even the next time you're together with their family, if their parents are still alive, you can now observe the dynamic between their parents from a new perspective, right? From a perspective of getting to know them better, getting to understand how they interact. And of course, you're only getting a little snapshot during a short period with them. You're not living with them for 18 some years. And then see if you can see your spouse in those patterns. If you get your spouse to participate, together talk about how each of your upbringings influenced and shaped how they approach communication and disagreements. Talk about what is different and what is similar between each of your family's communication styles. It might be apparent. For instance, with Jeff and I, our family of origin communication styles, conflict styles, are polar opposites. Then use this conversation as a way to get to know each other. You'll be surprised at what that in itself can do to help the two of you feel closer, at least for that moment, but it will permeate out. Don't attempt to make a bigger deal out of the conversation than needs to be. It won't be the conversation that changes your communication dynamic. But it does open the door to something different because you're learning more about why you and why they do what you do. Then implementing effective communication strategies. Here comes the meat of all of this after you've made these discoveries and had these conversations. You have already started the process of having more meaty conversations. You have gotten to know them better, and you can use that information as like the basis for future conversation. You're digging in, you're learning something new. Use this opportunity to talk about your different communication styles. If you're doing this on your own, answer these questions for yourself. One, how can your communication styles be complementary and helpful when used correctly? So let's say your extreme opposites. How can they be complementary and helpful when used in a healthy way without those four horsemen? Two, how might you be using them against each other? Right? So how are you using their style against them? So if they're more avoidant, how are you using how they show up against them? Or if you're more volatile, how might your partner be using that against you? And three, what is the one thing that the two of you could try that you haven't tried yet? What can you do differently? You can answer the question, what is going well? It might be hard to figure out what's going well, but what could you try differently? Remember, use this not to criticize or condemn each other's style. This whole exercise is for exploration and understanding so that you can work together to create something different, not to point out each other's shortcomings. You're problem solving. Are there things that you can learn from both of your upbringing that shines a light on something you might not have understood prior to this conversation? And I will say that these conversations have shed a lot of light on how I look at Jeff, because I see why he is the way he is. It doesn't mean that it's not frustrating, but it gives me more awareness and more ability to be patient. During these conversations that you would be having, you're practicing active listening. You are listening to hear them, not to build a defense case. And I'm going to add, you must come back next week to learn more about building constructive communication practices. And when you learn more about each other's upbringings, you can get a better understanding of why they may be responding the way they are. And you can create responses based on that new understanding, right? You can say, okay, I understand that maybe they're a bit afraid of bringing up something. Their nervous system is on fire or shut down. But then you can ask some questions to help warm them up, help to ease the discomfort, help to calm down their nervous system and get the conversation going. And you can validate how they're acting and then compassionately encourage them to start over and reconsider their response, right? Especially if they're volatile and they start the conversation a little snarky. The more avoidant, conservative, I don't know, do I want to use the word conservative? The more avoidant style can just say, hey, I'm not sure I could hear what you were meaning in the way you presented that. Could you start over? So here is where a third party comes into play. When we're developing new communication behaviors, it's easy to fall into those old patterns. They just seem so right. Defensiveness, shutting down, criticizing, then getting flooded. And it's hard to get out of the deep ruts of conditioned relational behaviors. But when we can bring our tough conversations in honestly, not even the really tough ones, because it's better to start with the less emotional topics And then we get in front of a third party who can help guide us through the conversation, help prompt us with better ways to say what we want to say, to help us see what is it we actually want in this conversation, and then help us be able to say things in a way where our spouse will hear us. And it helps lower the emotions or slow down the emotional flood that can occur when we're by ourselves, the two of us. It's easier, so much easier to just fall into old emotional patterns, and it helps us to learn new, more effective ways of working through tough and sensitive topics. By going back into your family of origin conflict styles and looking at them through this new lens, you can gain valuable insights into your own and your partner's behavior when you're arguing. Understanding these dynamics allows you to navigate disagreements more effectively and foster a deeper connection in your marriage. This is the process that helped me look at Jeff's go-to conflict style, which is avoidance, of course, and get a better understanding of why he does what he does. And it helps me to continue to get more curious the more we walk along this journey. It helps me to ask better questions so that we can both be better together. Remember to come back next week when I am going to share some basic communication practices that you can use with what I shared today. In between today and next week, simply dig into both of your childhood stories. And then next week, you can use what you learned along with some constructive communication practices to have a better conversation. If you're struggling to nurture positive, joy-filled thoughts about your spouse, I'm here to offer support. Dive into my Love List Method, a free resource designed to reignite your love and revolutionize your marriage. Check the show notes for the link or reach out to me on Instagram or via email and I will send it your way. Thanks for tuning in to Awaken You in Your Marriage. Your feedback matters. Please rate and review the podcast to guide others seeking solace in their marriage. And until next time, may your hearts be open, your spirits resilient, and your love know no bounds. I love you all. Ciao. Thank you for listening to the Awaken You podcast. If you enjoyed listening, then you have to go check out Awaken You, my one-on-one coaching program where we take all of this material and we apply it to your life, we study it, and we take it to your next level so that you can awaken you in your marriage. For any questions, comments, or coaching issues you'd like to hear on the podcast, please visit me on my website, and together, let's awaken you.